On January the 30th, 1649, he was led out through the banqueting house onto the scaffold erected right outside in Whitehall. The windows were all boarded up, so Rubens's great anthem to the godlike omnipotence of kings was invisible in the gloom. The light got out of it. But Charles didn't need the pictures. He had the script off by heart.
A subject and a sovereign are clean different things.
So the last words out of Charles I's mouth were the truth. With nothing left to lose for himself and everything to gain for his son, he was not about to confuse anyone about the nature of the kingdom that God had ordained. It was the same kingdom that Rubens had painted on that ceiling. The anointed sovereign, answerable only to the Almighty, laying down laws for the benefit of his subject. He offered justice and he expected obedience. That was it. Take it or leave it. It had always been about that, really, and all the pious hopes of turning Charles into a parliamentary monarch were just so many castles in the air.